Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Sportkite Podcast. I'm your host, Nick O'Neill, and I wanted to thank you for tuning in and listening. A big thank you to everyone that has followed along here at the journey at the World Kite Cup in Berks, Vermeer. As you can tell, my voice is really rough. And again, apologies for anyone that was trying to listen in on some of the audio that we've had recently. It has been so loud in the spaces that we're recording, and it was really hard to try and make that work. So thank you for pushing through and listening. We're going to try and make some changes going forward for future events, so that's a little bit easier to hear and understand what people are saying. Also, a big thank you to everyone that's been following along on the sportkite.org Facebook page and on the website. We've been trying to keep it updated. For those that are interested, if you want to know where everything kind of ended up, Saturday, it was rough. There was a lot of crazy wind and rain and no wind and full rain. And it just, like, the day started out beautiful. It was bright and sunny. But by the afternoon when we started flying sport kites, it was completely just shut down. So we actually ended about an hour early. But we had the banquet dinner where we hung out with everybody and chatted and talked. And then we found out fully who won which places. So first place is Team France. Second place is the Team Netherlands. Third place, Team Germany. And tied for fourth place is Team USA and the team from the UK. In fifth place is Team Spain, sixth place is Team Colombia, seventh place is Team Canada, and eighth place is Team Taiwan. So a big shout out to all the teams, and I will be publishing some more in-depth interviews with various folks from those teams later on this podcast after I've had some time to rest and let my voice rest. Just wanted to give a shout out to everybody because this was such an incredible event. And on Sunday today, which it is, we're kind of at the end of the day. I'm pretty tired. And like I said, my voice is shot, but, we went down to the beach and it was sustained 40 to 50 kilometer per hour winds with gusts over 70 and full rain squalls coming in. So pretty much the event was scratched for the day. It just was not safe for people to be out there flying. excuse me. I just kind of wanted to add that really no words can truly sum up the camaraderie, the beauty, the experiences of what has happened here. And maybe in time, as we review the footage for the future video clips and work on releasing more details about the future of sport kiting and specifically in the USA, we'll have a better chance to convey the details of what happened, here at World Kite Cup. We kind of just have to let it precipitate out. It's been an incredible journey. Right now, I'm fairly tired, and there's a handful of folks that caught photos of me taking little naps here and there where I could. I'm pretty dead tired, so I'm going to make this a very, very short episode. It is almost 9 o'clock at night. And I need to start packing, getting everything together because we ship out in the morning. So, I just wanted to post this quick update and let you all know who won. And if you're looking for the actual scorecards, we have them published in a blog post on the sportkite.org website. Just click on the World Kite Cup tab. We'll be discussing a lot about this in the future. So, apologies, everyone. I am going to take a little break. I'll have more episodes coming out over the future weeks that were recorded here at the event. So do stay tuned, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Bye.